This is HPR episode 2786 entitled My YouTube Channels and is part of the series YouTube Subscriptions. It is hosted by Tony Hume aka TonyH1212 and is about 7 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is a short show about some of my YouTube channels inspired by Ahuka.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello again, HPR listeners. This is Tony Hughes coming from Blackpool in the UK. Recently, Aduka started a series on the YouTube channels that he subscribes to, and it seemed like a good topic to share some of my favourite YouTube channels. This time I'll share some of the tech channels and Linux-based channels that I watch. The first one is BigClive.com. Clive strips down and tests equipment, particularly cheap Chinese electronics. One of his main things is warning watchers about the dangers of some of these cheap electronic products. He stripped down cheap LED lights and various other things in the past, particularly USB power banks and things, and some of these can be highly dangerous, as he's shown on the show. The next show that I'd like to talk about is Category 5 Technology TV. This show's been going a long time and I've been watching it for many years. I used to watch it live, but because it goes out well after midnight UK time, it's not something that I can do on a regular basis. But over the years, the production quality of Category 5 has gone up massively. And they're now in, I think it's probably Studio C or Studio D. They've got a fantastic studio, great bunch of presenters, and they talk about general technology, but with a bias and a large focus on Linux and open source software. There'll be a link in the show notes to this and the other channels that I talk about. Next, we come to Explaining Computers. This is a more professional, quite slick technology show, and the guy that runs it, I think, probably makes a living out of this show, whereas I'm not sure that Big Clive and the guys definitely on Category 5 do it more as a hobby, but this guy on Explaining Computers talks about lots and lots of things to do with computer hardware and software on occasions. He's particularly interested in single board computers like the Raspberry Pi and the Pi 64. So if you've got any queries about those two computers, head on over to Explaining Computers. But there's lots of stuff on there that you can have a look at. Now moving over to Linux, the next person's channel that I have a look at is DazGeek. Ryan's fairly new person to Linux, and he's now part of the Destination Linux podcast crew. He's also an avid gamer, and as well as reviewing Linux, he looks at the latest games and how well they'll work on Linux PCs. And he's always testing out new gaming hardware, such as new graphics cards and things like that. So if you're into gaming, but also if you're into Linux, go and take a look at DazGeek. And also take a look at Destination Linux, because that's a great show as well. Next, we've got Big Daddy Linux. This is a new video lugcast kind of show, which recently they take a look at a new distro every week. And this was started by the guy who started the Destination Linux podcast, and he moved on to create Big Daddy Linux. It goes out live once a week. They've just changed the time to 8 p.m. Eastern time to make it a bit more friendly to the European contributors, such as Popey from Ubuntu UK podcast, who joins in most times. And if you can't log in and watch it live, you can watch a recording of the show later. And a great thing is that they also include the IRC chat within the YouTube stream, so that you'll get to see the IRC chat as it was live during the show. So head off over to Big Daddy Linux if you want to look at new reviews of various different Linux distros, but also general chat about Linuxy related stuff. Another channel to do with Linux, but also to do with hardware, is the Raspberry Pi channel. This includes videos from the Foundation and from community contributors, and they there's various videos up there about new Raspberry Pi hardware, but also about what people are doing with their Raspberry Pis. So take a look at that. That's a great one. Another channel that I included that I had a look at when I was trying to get grips with Audacity as an audio recording and editing piece of software is a channel about free Audacity tutorials. It's very handy for those of us that regularly use Audacity, and it helps us delve into learning about more about that piece of software. So if you want to get to grips with Audacity and you're looking for a place to start, it'd be a good idea to head over to the YouTube channel. And finally, this episode, I've included another professional channel, which is Linus Tech Tips. He's basically another computer review show, talks about tips and tricks relating to all stuff geeky and technology-wise. Recently did a show about a little board that you could slot in a load of micro SD cards to make a hard drive, which turned out to be rather rubbish, really, but he proved that it wasn't a very good board. But it is there if you want to go and have a look at it. But this is a very heavily sponsored show, although he does seem to be fairly fair with his reviews of the technology, even though he may have got it for nothing and it's been passed on to him by the manufacturers. So take a look at Linus's Tech Tips. And that's a fairly good show. So that's it for this show. And I'm going to sign off for now and be back with another show soon. Thanks very much. Thanks for listening. Bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.